Hey, what's up? It's the 4th of October 2024, or so they tell us. Well, I have to add a little RFP in there. I can't help it. Listen, this topic of Helene and the North Carolina devastation, it's really takes a lot of effort to piece together everything to make it make sense and give you the picture of what it looks like, because I have to look over here for little snippets here, little bits of information over here. It's not typical of what I'm used to put it that way. But with that said, I'm going to do the best I can to show you what's out there. There's reports that, of course, towns have been wiped out in North Carolina. One of them is Cherokee, North Carolina. Chimney Rock, I should say. Chimney Rock, North Carolina, which I've been there when I was married back in the 90s. I've been there at least once, I remember. And that was like a town like Cherokee, a Native American town with Native American gift shops and stuff like that. And Chimney Rock is an actual trail that you could take with waterfalls. It was very nice. And I believe that's where they filmed Last of the Mohicans, if I remember correctly. And so that's been wiped out. Asheville's been hit hard with floods. I saw part of I-40 down from the flooding, just collapsed. I'm going to show you, if I still have it up, I'm going to show you an actual RV going off. I'm thinking he's going over a road, and all of a sudden, boom, because the road collapsed. I guess the person driving didn't even know it happened that fast from this hurricane and all that water. And, graphic footage. But first, I found this nifty video that I'd like to play for you. We're going low budget today. I'm doing this for my Facebook peeps because we got to talk about some things, and this is going to be a lengthy video. So stick with me, and let's take a look. Trigger warning for number one, something very sinister is going on in the Appalachians.
Something very sinister is happening in the Appalachians.
Appalachians.
And we need to fucking talk about it.
Ooh, ooh.
Trigger warning. Anybody that's sensitive and can't handle hearing about this, go ahead and scroll. For those that are like me, that cannot allow this bullshit to continue, listen up. We've already seen the videos. We've already heard the eyewitness accounts. People stating, trigger warning, piles of unalived individuals being...
Okay, piles of dead bodies, all right? The media is not reporting on this whatsoever at all, and they're not reporting the magnitude of just how devastating it was. This whole thing was orchestrated. It was done on purpose. Done on purpose, henceforth, there are no natural storms anymore. It's all geoengineered, and that's facts.com, truth.edu. I don't know why anybody with a laughing emoji would leave that or laugh and think this is funny, like they don't have that technology. That shows a level of ignorance you have, because you're not an actual people, you're a sheeple. If you think that this is a joke, the joke's on you, because it doesn't change the fact that they're controlling the weather. Whether you want to be a clown and leave in this late hour, there's no time for court gestures and troll-like behavior. I get enough of that on BitChute. I don't need it over here in Fascist Book for my so-called peeps, all right? So let's put on your big boy britches and big girl britches, all right? Okay? And just understand that this is real. I know it's hard for you. I know you got... cognitive dissonance, right? Cognitive dissonance. And maybe a little bit sprinkled with some Stockholm syndrome. You'll defend the ones that are doing this by saying they're not doing it, which is totally stupid. They are doing it, okay? Also, there's so much information coming out that doesn't even pertain to this. Like, they want to lock us down with the bird flu, but I don't even get into that, all right? The sheeple out there would think it is real. Before we get into this video, the rest of it, I also want to address the followers. I don't understand you follow and unfollow. It's weird. We got to knock it off. Either you're on the same page or you're not. That's it. No time for childish behavior. Okay? So let's take a look at this. Let's take a look.
Being found in riverbanks.
Dead bodies everywhere.
In the streets.
In their cars.
And nobody seems dead people to want to come to retrieve them. The fact that we could even allow that to happen, like the absolute utter disrespect for these people were grandmothers and grandfathers and children and aunts and uncles. Like, since when do we not respect our dead? But then it gets worse. as you listen to these videos, as you watch these videos, you see the devastation. Whole roads are completely wiped out. And I understand that people are not familiar with mountain areas. They think, oh, it's one road. You go around. Yet that's not how it works. Most mountain regions maybe have one, maybe two roads that go in and out. And when those roads are wiped out, those people are completely abandoned up there. FEMA set up camp in an accessible area and has told multiple people that they will not bring aid to people in inaccessible areas, which makes you wonder why the fuck they're even there. But that's okay. We have volunteers, right? Volunteers that'll go out, private individuals that are going to go out and help these people. Yeah, they're being threatened with arrest. People brought their private...
Do you hear what she's saying? She's saying basically that the government ain't doing jack. Even though... Hold on a second. Even though... This fraudulent administration, unburdened by what has been that friggin' communist Marxist POS, along with Beijing joke burden and their ilk, of the fraudulent regime that stole it in 2020 and are looking to steal it again this year, they receiving the invaders with open arms, millions upon millions of them, upwards of 40 million invaders, men of military age. They opened up luxury hotels to them. They opened up cruise ships in certain places in Europe, in ports, to these invaders. They got to stay on cruise ships and eat fine dining. This is what's given to the invaders, the governments, especially ours, okay? But also the European governments, because they're complicit, the New World Order governments. But what I'm saying is, not only are we being invaded, this government's inviting it, and then they're giving them hand over fist money. They're making sure they have housing. They're making sure they have thousands of dollars on their cards. They're giving gift cards, these invaders. All right? They're well taken care of. They come in this country fully clothed, nice clothing. I mean, their clothes don't match, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. They got cell phones. They got food in their bellies. They have a place to lay their head. They're taking care of the invaders. Meanwhile, we have millions of homeless people, including homeless vets that this government doesn't, this fraudulent administration doesn't care about. They're helping out us, our country being invaded. They're giving them tons of money, all right, food, housing, luxury hotels, the works. Meanwhile, you have an orchestrated, geoengineered, orchestrated hurricane steered clear into the red states and killing people and wiping out towns on purpose, all right, and their people are left to die. And so she's saying, when people want to go there and help, they're threatened to be arrested, right, by this New World Order government. Sounds like a Maui thing. Remember that? Remember how they blocked off Maui? They wouldn't let the people out? They wouldn't let anybody in? Remember that? Well, guess what? Now they're banning drones. You can't take footage of what's happening. That's what this foreign administration is doing, Beijing Joe Biden administration. All right, we're going to get into that. But listen to what she has to say. I got a ton of information. I don't want to bog it down because I won't get through it all.
To try to offer aid to get these people off the mountains or at least bring them supplies so they don't starve to death.
I bet you if they were invaders that got stranded in a hurricane area, I guarantee you this government would help the invaders.
Or Beijing Zuckerberg and Kamiala. Because it has now been six full days of no water access for these people. And they're being threatened with arrest.
Imagine that. You go to help them
trucks
and they're being threatened with arrest.
To the region with supplies. Their tires are being slashed. Something very sinister and evil is happening here. Then you throw into the mix that there's an entire source of lithium under these mountains. And all of a sudden, things start stacking right in place, don't they? I just saw this
Let me pause that, because she said there's lots of lithium in these areas. Things are adding up, aren't they? Well, of course they are. Take a look at this. Is it, hold on a second. Is it a government land grab? Hurricane Helene and Department of Defense, put that in quotes, deal for North Carolina lithium mines. She said, it's coincidence that this hurricane devastated this area in North Carolina. A lot of lithium there. So let's get into that real quick. Actually, let's finish the video. Then we'll get into that. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? Let's get into that. If I sound annoyed, you should be very annoyed. This was done on purpose. Done on purpose. No two ways about it. No ands, ifs, or buts.
And again, I try not to say that it's true. So that's for you, TikTok. I'm not trying to spread any misinformation. This is
Yeah, because TikTok likes to take videos down to tell the truth. And they'll call it misinformation.
For educational purposes. However, they were specifically speaking about the government held a meeting in Chimney Rock and basically informed these people that the entire town will be bulldozed over, bodies and all. And that now the federal government owns that land.
So they take us. Land confiscation.
This is a fucking land grab.
That's what it is. Same thing with Maui.
They do not care about these people that are stuck in the mountains. They do not care about these people that were unalived by this. And forgive me for sounding absolutely insane, but we all know that they've been able to manipulate weather for quite a long time. This technology has existed for a long time. So how am I supposed to believe that this is all coincidence? And how is it that I'm supposed to believe that this kind of lack of support is an accident?
It's not an accident.
I'm absolutely...
Biden and Kamala Harris are doing it on purpose.
And
this government's doing it on purpose.
I am not going to stop talking about this
communist
until
government.
There is some kind of resolution for these people. I am but one person. I don't have the resources to help. I don't have the time to go down there. I don't have the funds to donate. But the one thing I can do is use my fucking voice.
And that's what
and
I'm doing.
I'm not going to shut up about this.
No.
These people do not deserve this. And for any of you idiots that think that they do.
Yeah, I've seen some videos from that stupid platform TikTok. I loathe TikTok and these libtards. They're actually happy that the hurricanes are causing devastation in red states. They're applauding that, these morons. That shows you just how loving the libtard left is. They claim they're the party of tolerance and love, and love Trump's hate and all this stupid slogans that they have. Meanwhile, they literally have hate, head to toe, inside and out. Soulless, full of hate, demonic, unbelievable. But it's not just conservatives that live in red states. You libtarded idiots that gloat on these things like that. You got liberals there too, morons. You're a complete idiot. You think there are towns that every single person in these towns are all conservatives, you idiots? No, they're idiots that live there like yourselves, libtards that live in these red areas. So you're gloating that your own kind gets killed too. How stupid and ridiculous is that? Such morons, but they're the party of love and hate and tolerance. No, they don't. They only tolerate you until you have a differing opinion. If once you start deviating from that, their stupid ideology, the evil, corrupt Marxist commie ideology, the minute you start having a brain to a thought of your own, then they start calling you names, then they start canceling you and stuff like that. Because really, they hate. They have tremendous hate. That's all they do is hate. That's all they do is spew hate. But I digress. These dumb idiots. There's a special place in hell for people like that.
Just know that you're next.
That's right, libtards.
We allowed this to happen in Maui. And now we're allowing it to happen again in the...
It happened in Acapulco, too. And also happened in, I forgot the place, but it was a tourist area, I believe in France, or was it Spain? One or the other. I covered it. They're doing this in various places.
Appalachians. How long until it's your neighborhood or your town?
That's right.
Or your family being left to rot in the streets? We need to fucking stop this.
What's called geoengineering?
Please share, and if you're going to donate, only donate to churches. Apparently, FEMA can't take the donations from the churches. So find local churches in the area, donate directly to them, or if you know somebody in the area, donate directly to them, because FEMA is not helping at all. Not to mention that they're stating they're apparently out of money, but we could send billions of dollars.
They're out of money, FEMA, right? Well, guess whose fault that is? Kamala's, all right? That's Kamala's fault, Kamala, all right? And Beijing Joke Burden, but he's about out of the picture. It's his fault, too. But since this whole thing is about Kamiyal all of a sudden, even though she had literally zero support in 2020 from her own side during the primaries when she ran as a presidential demon rat candidate, she had zero, stingy with De Niro, zero support from the actual demon rats on her side. Nobody liked her on her side. Nobody likes her now. She's being propped up and used. She's a puppet. All right? They don't have anybody else. That's the best they could do is Kamiyawa. 5'2", horse-faced hyena, Marxist, communist, POS that's destroying this country. She literally used all the money, including FEMA, to give to these illegals, these invaders, and of course Ukraine and Israel and all these other countries. Meanwhile, bankrupting our country, flooding our country with drugs, flooding our country with cartels, flooding our country with MS-13 gangs and Trendere Ragua and the worst of the worst from around the world as the third world countries open up their jails, open up their insane asylums, and they flood our country with the worst of the worst. That's what's coming here. And they're mostly men of military age. That's what Kamala Harris has done. All right? Anybody, you idiots, I'm putting political hat on, that votes for that POS, that commie, that makes you a traitor and an anti-American. I said it. Because you're aiding and abetting someone that is facilitating the destruction of our country. That's right. They're not here to assimilate. They're getting handouts. That's where all the money's gone. So then now they say during a disaster, oh, we have no money for you people dying in states like North Carolina. We don't have any money to help you. We're broke. All of a sudden. Funny how that works.
Dollars to the Ukraine. I'm so fucking sick and tired of this. And I don't know what it's going to take for my fellow American to get to that point either.
Well, don't worry. Your fellow Americans, mostly by and large, are ready to put their face diapers on if there's another scamdemic. So they ain't going to do jack.
This is absolutely fucking deplorable. And it needs to stop. God bless the people of the Appalachians. My heart, my soul is with you. I pray that...
All right, so there's that. And then I want to get in this article, talking about how... I know I'm being shadow banned. Talking about how it's a land grab. Strange things are afoot in North Carolina. Like, really strange. All right, so let's lay it all out. Number one, we have evidence of unusual atmosphere activity during the arrival of Hurricane Helene to North Carolina. We're talking high voltage, enough to prevent a hurricane from continuing in the direction of the high voltage. It seems to be pushing the hurricane into North Carolina's direction. Question, since when does a hurricane remain that strong, that far inland, to cause that much devastation? It doesn't. A natural hurricane would immediately, especially over high terrain like the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina, Tennessee, etc., would start breaking down very fast. Any vegetation, mountainous areas, rugged terrain would break that hurricane faster than you could say zip band doodle. By the time it hit Tennessee, if it was a Category 4 hitting the Big Bend in Florida, it would be probably a tropical storm or depression at best. By the time it hits the border of Tennessee, it would not be a friggin' Category 1 or 2 causing all that massive devastation. And then you had Glenn Burns, who ahead of this hurricane wanted to prime the pump, so to speak. He said, hurricanes can gain strength over land, he said. He said, it's some kind of theory, I forgot the name of it, but he said, if the ground is already damp or moist or wet, the hurricane can feed off of that inland if the land is all wet, and it can actually intensify. That's faker than fiction would do. That's a new one on me. But funny how we had here in the Southeast a major, major storm hit us that was not related to Hurricane Helene, right? 66 years later. There was a 66 years before there was a Hurricane Helene. 66 years later, there's another one. Go figure that one out, 66. But the South was inundated with rain from a storm that was not related to the hurricane. Then right after that, on the heels of that storm, came Hurricane Helene. Now, I don't agree with, I don't know if that's true or not. I've never heard of what Glenn Burns said. It's totally geoengineered is what I know. And there's even more information out there concerning this hurricane, concerning blue beads, but I'm not going to get into that. So anyway, So there was voltage they put in the air, okay? Voltage in the air, enough to prevent a hurricane from continuing in the direction it was going in and to steer it and push it into North Carolina. Also, there's the richest deposit of lithium lies in North Carolina. Well, the plot thins, doesn't it? Right? It's a land grab and lithium. We also have a top producer of lithium, Albemarle, getting a $90 million contract from the DOD to create a lithium mine over there. And also, guess who has $12 million shares of Albemarle? Okay, so let's get this right. The top producer of lithium is Albemarle, it's a company, I guess. They're getting a $90 million contract from the DOD to create a lithium mine, okay? And who has 12 million shares of Albemarle, the company? BlackRock. We have townspeople protesting quite strongly against lithium mines all this time. We have townspeople washed away, the protesters, by the current hurricane and its flooding. So all the while they wanted lithium like to be a big thing in North Carolina, but there's a big pushback from the townspeople. They were protesting, strongly protesting against lithium mines. They didn't want it. And so those said townspeople were washed away by the current hurricane and its flooding. Gaston County in North Carolina, no water, barely have food. Gaston County community on fourth day without power. This is from 2 days ago, so they're probably 6 days without power. This is from Kelly DNP Functional Integrative Medicine. I don't know, it's an account, it looks like, on Twitter. We have medical teams trying to access Burnsville, elevation 2,700 feet, and Black Mountain. Authorities are threatening to arrest. I'm going to keep this short and simple. Something is very wrong here. They're threatening to arrest anyone that tries to help. Here, you see it. Yeah, this is, they're getting Maui'd over there. They got Maui'd. This is Lahaina 2.0. Here's what this person says. They want this entire area for mining. These rural mountain communities are hard to reach with 5G. They wanted to depopulate, move the remaining folks to more populated areas, and then reclaim the area for the mining contracts. These contracts, which met with local resistance, are because Western North Carolina is the only place we have our own lithium and quartz reserves, both necessary for AI/digital future. Right now, we are relying on other countries. Let that sink in. Your government will take you out for their agenda. Daily Mail, tiny backwater town in North Carolina will help fuel world's AI revolution with enough quartz to power entire $530 billion semiconductor global industry. They killed all these people who were protesting the lithium industry from coming into their neck of the woods. They have a lot of lithium there. They just didn't want it to be mine. And so the government said, okay, we're going to take you out, mofos, but we're going to make it look like an act of God. This is weather warfare at its finest. Breaking, a company plans to reopen lithium mines in Asheville before the storm. Let's see. Duke Energy, oh, I've heard of them. North Carolina's largest battery now running in Asheville, built in 2020. Okay. I want to see what this said. I don't know. I can't get any sound. And I love me some Asheville.
All right, everyone, welcome back. We are waiting the arrival of Major Category 4 Hurricane Helene. This thing is an absolute monster. But take a look at this anomaly that's shooting down almost to where we're going to see landfall. It's very interesting. I'm curious to see if this thing actually lands right on top of where we think landfall is going to be. Now, there's something else kind of shooting out here underneath this layer of moisture over the southeast. It looks like it's coming from either northern Florida or a radar tower in southern Georgia. But the main one right here, look at this big beam that shoots down right to about here. That's where we're expecting landfall, give or take. Now, something even more interesting, I want to show you on a more detailed chart. All right, I'll show you once here and then we'll zoom in, but take a look. It's coming from up in this area and it shoots down right to about here where we're expecting landfall. I'll move forward and you'll pretty much see it right away. There it is now. Boom, right here. Okay, so now we're going to zoom in and see exactly where this thing points to, because that is not your normal beam that you see coming from these radar. It's definitely coming from the state to Georgia, probably underneath this mess here. It's coming this way, and there's a cross of that other beam either coming from northern Florida or southern Georgia. All right, this is about as close as we're going to get. We're going to see one anomaly over here in the western panhandle, and then we're going to look for that shot.
So they're steering it. They're clearly steering it.
Here's those weird waves that come off. We see this a lot underneath heavy systems.
See that?
Especially when they're approaching the coastlines. Now we're going to look for our beam here. We're going to see it pretty well. It's right about there. So this is pretty odd. I want to know what's going on here. And there is our cross beam again, looking like it's coming from Florida itself. So it's coming up into this direction. This one is certainly coming down from Georgia into Florida, almost where we're seeing landfall. If we backtrack a little bit, you can see here the momentum wants to bring this storm up and then kind of right into this area here. Maybe a little north, but that's what we're seeing. But take a look at these anomalies every couple frames, specifically that one we are looking at. There's another big one right there. It's kind of a sweeper. It's got multiple beams and it sweeps left to right. And now watch as we approach. You're going to see a bunch of little ones and then we're going to see our landfall beam. That's the only thing I can think of naming.
So
it right
so now. He's just showing you that they're steering this thing using energy beams. They're steering it. There's no two ways about it. To depopulate and land grab. For lithium. All right, don't believe me? Just watch. Project Cirrus. First hurricane cloud seeding experiment. Happened October 13th, 1947. Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Let's see. Let's rewind this. Look at that. Actual house floating down.
We have had the technology to create, control, and steer
Lyndon B. Johnson, then vice president, said their quest was to create a weather satellite that will control the world's cloud layer and ultimately control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Hurricanes for decades. Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eye wall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued, and in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, but the government claimed that the hurricane shifted before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue. In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen admitted we have the technology to control the weather, including earthquakes and volcanoes. The U.S. government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service. In October of 2012, after Hurricane Sandy weakened to a tropical storm, microwave imagery shows a thick red beam immediately followed by Sandy growing into a Category 1 hurricane and taking an unexplained left turn into New Jersey. The push towards alternative energy demands more lithium, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the United States has over 6 million tons of identified lithium resources. The majority of this lithium has been identified in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Kings Mountain is believed to have one of the largest resources in the world, but the biggest problem is that people live there and they don't want their quiet towns turned into lithium mines.
People in Cherrill have been pushing against a proposed lithium mine for the last several years, but everyone we spoke with here said it's too divisive of an issue to share their opinion on camera. Cherryville is a small, quiet town.
I think that's good that we keep it small.
So quiet, many don't feel comfortable speaking out against Piedmont Lithium's proposed mining operation nearby.
I think we're a silent majority. I think a lot of people are afraid to say anything about it because they are bringing a lot to the town as far as money.
Last year, the Department of Defense entered a $90 million agreement with Albemarle Corporation to increase domestic production of lithium for the nation's battery supply chain, specifically from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, starting by 2025. This is the same area
right around the corner.
Is being described as biblical floods. While the federal government spends billions on foreign wars and illegal immigrants, they simply cannot be bothered with the health and well-being of the American people, especially those living on coveted mineral-rich land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Whatever happened to John Bound? And then, let's see here. You got this guy saying the government is letting people die in North Carolina. This guy right here. I'll just play a snippet of it.
40 miles in the mountains. There's no way to get with them or even communicate with them. I am literally flying around in a civilian helicopter looking for SOS messages carved in the mud or painted on the ground, and we're dropping down and saving them. What got me fired up about this was yesterday, me and my team did the rescue of that 11-day-year-old baby. And all these government officials and social media, they're showing that video, that pictures and video of that rescue, and claiming that like they have some like government help with that. And I mean, even USA, I think it was USA Today, wrote an article about it saying it was a Florida National Guard that went and got it, like with a helicopter. No, it was me, my buddy Charlie, and a civilian named Zeb with his own personal helicopter out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Like without that civilian, that baby would be dead. And the old lady we went and rescued after that, she'd be dead too because she had 1 day left of oxygen.
Imagine that. So these people can't get oxygen. I don't know if they are right now, because I heard Beijing Joe Biden finally decided to help out a little bit, finally, after he woke up from his communist nap. But this guy's saying that the fake news apparatus is showing him, like the baby getting rescued, that he rescued, all right? But it's trying to make it sound like the military did, there's a big effort from the government to help all these people. And that's what fake news USA Today, and I'm sure the Commie News Network and Microsoft LSD, because they be tripping over there, saying. They're trying to make it look like the government's actively helping, and it's not the case. As a matter of fact, they're threatening to arrest anyone that tries to help. cut trucks and all that. If a truck driver happens to go to one of these areas and, like Park said, a truck stop to rest, these idiots are slashing the truck driver's tires so they can't deliver the goods. That's strange, isn't it? Plus, they're being arrested if they go and threaten to be arrested. So I'm not going to play. That's another 6 minutes, but it keeps on going. It just keeps on going. It keeps on going, talking about how the government's not helping, how these people are left to die. And I got a lot of information. We're going to talk about that in a second. I'm just going to show you. I mean, I have so many windows open. Like, oh, by the way, the strike's over. The strike's over. It's a 3-day strike, port strike. So that's good news. But you know what? Those people get paid $39 an hour. So over time, the port workers are going to get up to $63 an hour in 6 years. That's a lot of money. But then again, 6 years with Biden inflation and the way the world's going, it might only equal $6 of actual pay, the way inflation is going. But anyway.
Had 11 deaths, and we have a majority of our residents. North Carolina is underwater, 1,000 people missing. While Pinellas County, we had 11 deaths, and we have a majority of our residents that aren't going to be able to come back to their homes because they're completely destroyed. You have Mayorkas, the Biden-Harris administration, and radical leftists in Washington, mostly in the Democrat Party, gave illegals $1.1 billion in housing assistance. People that never paid into the system, mind you, they wouldn't have been here.
And they won't assimilate either.
In the first place, if they weren't campaigning on open borders, but that's a separate video.
Yeah, basically, she's saying these invaders wouldn't be here if Beijing, Joe Biden, and Kamala didn't have the open borders.
Never paid into the system, mind you, they wouldn't have been here in the first place if they weren't campaigning on open borders, but that's a separate video. You should be pissed. And if you think as a legislator, I'm not pissed and I don't see the games that happen in Washington hoping that you're not paying attention, because that's how it goes up there, is they hope the American people are too busy working to pay attention to the crap that they're doing. I'm telling you, you need to get out and vote, because this is not going to stop. It's just going to continue with the inflation, with the border security issues. And now we have Americans that are literally dying, not being able to get assistance. And the administration says, it's OK, we'll give you $750.
Oh, that's another slap. Another thing. That's a slap in the face. Beijing, Joe Biden, and Kamala's fraudulent administration said, "Oh, we'll give you $750." Are you serious? These people have literally lost everything. $750. What is that going to do? That's a slap in the face. How about giving these people that got lost their home, targeted? We'll say these people that were targeted in all these areas that lost their homes and flooded out, and a lot of them lost their lives. How about giving them some of that invader money that you're giving the invaders in Ukraine? How about giving them some of that Ukraine money? And the money you're giving to Israel, and all the money that you're funding these wars with, and all the money you're giving to these third world countries, and especially the invaders that cross our border. You're giving them for like $5,000 or something like that. I saw a video where a cashier said, this invader, well, she didn't call them invader, I am. They're invaders. She said, this invader came through my line, and I saw his balance after he bought the food. He still had $5,000 left for food, I guess for the month, because it ain't the year, it's the month. And he had like thousands of dollars in EBT money for other things. In other words, they're handing him thousands upon thousands of dollars per month to not only invade our country, but they're also given luxury hotels. They're building apartment buildings somewhere out west. I covered it in my video, like actual nice apartment buildings for the invaders. For the invaders, yeah. Meanwhile, they want to toss over, finally give a crumb over to the people that they targeted with this Hurricane Helene, $750. That's a slap in the face. We have been infiltrated. This country, this government, everything's been infiltrated. Universities, the indoctrination institutions you call schools, infiltrated with New World Order POSs to the hill. All right? If you're not for this country, you're not American. That's it. If you like open borders, you're not an American. You're not even a normal person. You're not a sane person. A country without borders, idiots, is not a country at all. And you know who's behind that too, in part? George Soros and his open border society. I have so much more, but this could be an hour and a half video, and this takes up a lot of my time. Let's see. Look at this one from Jack Posobiec. Breaking. My Patriot Supply is having issues with partners unable to get supplies in North Carolina because they don't have FEMA's permission. Oh, they don't have FEMA's permission. My Patriot Supply is, you could get, survival food from them. Their name, My Patriot, they're a patriotic company, all right? And they sell survival food. and things like, I think they sell also, like, we got an Alexa Pure from them. I think Alex Jones was working with My Patriot Supply. Because I think we got it from the InfoWars stores, but I think it was from My Patriot Supply in part. So here you are, you got companies like patriotic companies that come in here with food, trying to help the people. With My Patriot Supply is unable to, is having issues with partners in that neck of the woods to get supplies to North Carolina because they don't have FEMA's permission. You need permission? Seriously? This is an emergency. People are dying. FEMA? You worried about FEMA's permissions? This is life or death. That should tell you right there, if FEMA's not giving you permission for these companies to go help people and they're threatened to arrest truckers and et cetera, that should tell you what this is about. This is just like Maui. They want to kill you. Land of the free, home of the brave? Eh? Okay. Now you got Hurricane Helene victim speaks out against Kamala Harris, the fraudulent administration. There is no government aid. None. Zero, the person says. The government is currently trying to arrest people who are delivering supplies via helicopter. Let me ask you something. What kind of a government wants to arrest people that are actually trying to help its own people? Answer, a communist government. A government that wants you gone. A government that wants you Deagle.com, Georgia Guidestone. They want you unalive. They want you deleted. That kind of government. The New World Order government. Okay? Listen to this. They are threatening to arrest those people. They are threatening to arrest people who are trying to fecking help people survive. My aunt is 70, my auntie, 70 years old with mobility issues. Anyone know what the government's fecking doing? Jack Shiat. What the government is doing right now to the entire state of North Carolina and Tennessee is nothing short of just plain awful. I do not physically have the words for it because if you don't know, we have not heard from my aunt since Friday because of Hurricane Helene, and there is no government aid, none, zero. There are entire towns that there's no way in and no way out. Those roads are not drivable because of the mudslides. Yeah, there was upwards of 73 mudslides in western North Carolina alone. All right? Total devastation. No power. No water. No supplies. Being threatened if you're threatening to arrest you if you try to help them. Does that sound like land of the free?
Carolina and Tennessee is a nothing short of just plain awful. Like, I do not physically have the words for it, because if you don't know, we have not heard from my aunt since Friday because of Hurricane Helene, and there is no government aid. None. Zero. Zilch. There's a few.
Again, still think this fraudulent regime is on your side? Beijing joke bird and Kamiala? Huh? No. Open borders, Bidenflation. Giving hand over fist money, coddling the invaders, giving them a free pass. They could do whatever they want. They could eat a cat. They could eat a dog. They could kill grandma. They could rob. They could loot. Slap on a wrist from our government.
Stop that.
Now you run along. Go back out on the street. Keep doing what you're doing. Giving them money, food stamps, homes, you name it. Meanwhile, you got middle class families that are struggling to put food on the table. Where's their hand up? The port strike is over, so you can stop the panic buying. Public service announcement. It's over after 3 days. They're not going to get the full 70% that they wanted. They're going to get like 60-something percent of their pay wage increase. All right? By the way, there's another hurricane forming. I think there's a Hurricane Kirk. Is that right? And there's another hurricane forming. I think there's like two hurricanes forming right now. One scheduled to hit Pensacola next week. Will it go up to North Carolina or will it zero in on some other area that they want to land grab and depopulate in? Look at this from Zero Hedge. America last. After spending $640 on migrants and invaders and billions abroad, FEMA is suddenly broke. Look at this horse face, 5'2" midget hyena.
unburden. Okay. We got the moon up there. We got the moon. Okay. And the moon is quite bright sometimes. It's right there. And it's kind of significant, like the passage of time is significant, as we're unburdened by what has been.
Nobody like this. You can't tell me. I have my political hat on, bitch shoots. Calm down. If you're actually casting your vote for this right here, at zero. Biden had zero support, but he had more support than this. Her own party did not like her. Look how thick that damn neck is. I wonder how she got a neck that thick. Is it a dude doing a lot of neck work? I don't know. I could use a 55-pound dumbbell, and I still don't have a neck like that. I work out my neck. Still ain't got a Kamiyala neck with an earpiece in her ear during a debate so Obama could fill her in on what to say. It's called cheating. It's all they're about, was he saying Canadian boot. You see that right there, giving tons of money to these invaders and leaving Americans high and dry. Or not high and dry, buried in wet mud. I got some graphic information, so hold on to your hat. I'm saving the best for last. Department of Homeland Security, put that in quotes, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told reporters Wednesday that FEMA does not have enough funding to last the rest of the year, even as it has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on invaders under Beijing, Joe Biden, and Kamiyala's fraudulent administration, and more hurricanes could be on the way. Cue up the figure and fiction. On some good news here, according to Garden and Gun, mountain mules are bringing hope to Appalachia. Yeah, imagine that. Could you imagine that the government is not helping its own citizens, right? It's not helping its own citizens, but that people like citizens have to help their own destitute citizens any way they can, even if it's by third world mule. If they could get some kind of help and relief to these poor souls that have been devastated by it, even these people are helping them even by mule. I mean, hats off to them, but that says a lot about this fraudulent regime. A pack of mules and the Cajun Navy 2016 are bringing food, water, medicine, and hope to the mountains of western North Carolina. Immediately after Hurricane Helene ravaged a huge swath of the southeast on Thursday and Friday, the pros at Mountain Mule Packer Ranch in Mount Ulla, North Carolina, sprang into action. Good on them. Good on them. Now, press the pause button. Are you ready for it now? Drum roll, please. Something weird is going on in North Carolina. Should I use my NPR voice to put you to sleep? With fake, only this is real news, but they like to give you fake news. Something very strange is going on in North Carolina. There's dead bodies. The stench of dead bodies is everywhere. Dead bodies in trees. And they have plans to bulldoze the dead. They're not going to put them in cemeteries. They're not going to give them their honor, or whatever you want to say, respect. Respect the dead. Yeah. And say hello to 15-minute cities. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. The stench of dead bodies. Dead bodies in trees, dead bodies in cars, dead bodies everywhere. And all they plan on doing is bulldozing the dead. Something evil is happening in North Carolina. All right, so let's listen to this. The following is the entire text of a post on X, or I want to say Twitter. You can see the original post on X by, there's some kind of link. All right, whatever. What is described below confirms what others have been saying recently. If true, this is pure evil. Okay? The post is on X, Chris Martinson, PhD. All right? This needs to go far and wide to put pressure on the government to do the right things and save lives. This evening, from a peak prosperity member, this is what Chris Martinson has to say, okay? His PhD is on X. This is what he has to say. This evening, from a peak prosperity member, I guess peak prosperity is his group, I don't know, on social media, sent to him, Chris Martinson, via private message at his site. I don't know, he has a website, and one of his members sent him a message. Okay, listen. I can't post this online because it's not quite public yet, but government officials had a town meeting with all the residents of Chimney Rock and basically told them the town was being bulldozed, bodies and all, and the land was being seized by the federal government. They would not be able to move back, and basically their homes and the ones that were standing were no longer theirs, and the federal government owned it all. I don't know what crazy play for land this is, but there's a lot of conspiracy about lithium mines, and let me just tell you, as someone who lives in Charlotte and has friends who live in the area of Western North Carolina, they are not being helped, and this is actually being a stand-down operation by federal government. So this is what Chris Martin had to say back to the member. I lost it. What the heck, Chris Martinson says back to in a private message. That's quite disturbing. Is this firsthand, secondhand, or more distant info? The member, the other person sent him the information, then answers back. Picture two people emailing. You got one person that emails you and says, hey, all this stuff's happening. All this stuff's happening in North Carolina. Blah, blah, blah. People dead. They're in trees and all that's dead. And then you write back, what the heck? That's disturbing. Is this firsthand or secondhand or thirdhand information? So the person then writes back to you, our friend owns an Airbnb in Chimney Rock. And Chimney Rock was a very nice town. They destroyed it. They had a town meeting yesterday, and someone from the federal government told them all of those things in the town meeting, but doesn't want the information getting out. Also, they are not picking up the bodies. The stench of the bodies everywhere is insane, and for some reason, the government does not want to pick up the bodies. One pastor of a local church was going to order to door delivering water. I don't even understand how the sentence reads. One pastor of a local church was going to order to door delivering water, and they changed their delivery request to body bags because so many of the homes that they've gone to needed body bags. I guess he's saying a pastor was going to order, order water being delivered door to door to people who've been devastated in this town. But then when the pastor found out, well, a lot of these people are dead, he changed the order to body bags instead. That's what it sounds like to me. We're trying to keep the body count. They're not picking up the bodies. They don't want to identify the bodies. Imagine that. They don't want to identify bodies. And they're just leaving them to rot in the streets. So Chris Martinson says, I can't believe it. I'm stunned. This is beyond anything I could have imagined even very recently. You always pick up and bury the dead, Chris Martinson said. It's what humans do. They are violating every possible custom on purpose. Thank you for keeping me informed. People need to know about this. Let me know when you'd be comfortable with me posting to our forums in an anonymized fashion. Damn, that took a while. Shit. Damn. Yeah. All right. So let me repeat that again. Thank you for, Chris says back to his member that sent him that information, a member of his forum or something like that, his website. Thank you for keeping me informed. People need to know about this. Let me know when you're comfortable with me posting to our forums in an anonymized fashion, of course. And so the other person wrote back, or them, multiple people, whatever. You can post it. The message needs to get out. Something evil is going on in the North Carolina mountains. I just didn't want to be identified. Just today, we filled up a trailer for a shelter in Henderson, North Carolina, that had no food for tons of moms and babies. All the stores around are empty or locked. In Chandler, North Carolina, 2,000 people haven't eaten anything or drank in 6 days and just got an SOS message out. Can you imagine that? People in a town called Chandler, 2,000 of them haven't eaten in almost a week. Or drank anything in almost 6 days. And they just finally got an SOS message out for help. I'm trying to tag the Cajun Navy. Remember I just mentioned the mules? The Cajun Navy and Operation Airdrop, but people are dying by the minute. Multiple truckers have reported having their tires slashed. Oh, that's strange. How coincidental that is. That's not an inside government job, is it? Our friends from Chimney Rock said they have heard multiple stories of people being robbed at gunpoint making supply runs. Well, that's another thing. You have this hurricane-ravaged area done on purpose, and you got people that are looting, marauders and things like that, I guess. Something weird is going on here in North Carolina. So Chris Martinson replies back, God bless you. Let me know if I can help. And they said, someone with a large national megaphone needs to amplify how bad it is. People are now starting to die, trapped. My town is Operation Airdrop, North Carolina Central Command. They need pilots with planes and now are asking for just trucks. People with big equipment are needed, but more than anything, the nation needs to put pressure on Washington to deploy the National Guard ASAP. The 82nd was begging to go, airborne, was begging to go since Saturday, but it has been told to stand down. Can you imagine that? People in the military, like the Air Force, Army, they wanted to go. People in the military want to go help. And the government, this fraudulent, Kamiala, Beijing joke burden regime, told them to stand down.
We're going to be unburdened with his men. Everything is just fine in North Carolina. There's no need to send the military.
Can you imagine this? Anybody that presses the button, political hat on, bitch, you. Anybody, stop it. Political hat on. Anyone that presses the button, because I have to speak like this. You got normies out there. That presses the button for Kamiala. You are literally putting the nail. This is just a microcosm. You are literally putting the final nail in the coffin of America. And that includes you're going down with us. Ain't no two ways about it. You idiots out there. Listen to what they're saying. Your administration that you voted for, well, actually that stole the election, is telling the 82nd, hey, no, you can't go. You need to stand down. Every fucking Apache we have should be flying rescue missions. Please amplify this message. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris Martinson and whoever sent you that information, yours truly, Shakalaka's amplifying it. That's why I said there's no time for trolls out there, especially on BitChute. We have zero time anywhere for drama, for pettiness, for people wanting to cause problems. People have enough problems in this day and age that has been caused by this New World Order beast system. We don't need you adding to it. We need you to be like these Americans, the ones that the Cajun Navy, the ones that have taken their mules and are helping in the mountains deliver the goods. We need you to help and get on the same page. Enough is enough is enough. Is your government for you or against you? Huh? Huh? Okay. Doesn't seem like they're for you, does it? They're left to die. They're left to rot. They're left to starve to death. And you're next. You think this is just a one-off? No. They just got Mauied. And don't forget Acapulco. They steered that hurricane straight up it and destroyed it. They're going for it. This is how they get you out of your home. They'll flood you out. They'll earthquake you out. They'll tornado you out. Whatever area your weather's naturally prone to, they'll amplify it. They have that technology. I just proved it to you. Yet again, yours truly. Don't be a troll out there. You stuff that in your truth pipe and smoke it. And until next time, sweet dreams.